Hi, I'm Thomas. Welcome to the Parachute Advice Podcast. My life has taken a lot of twists and turns, and on this podcast, I will dive into those experiences. The goal is to help everyone listening learn from my experiences and hopefully avoid some of the mistakes I've made. Hi, welcome to today's episode of the Parachute Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas. Today, we're going to cover some of my favorite vegetables to pair with your main protein source. As I've mentioned several times, and will keep mentioning until you're sick of hearing it, being prepared is key to your healthy eating success. This is why I also keep core items on hand at all times, so that no matter the situation, I can make a complete healthy meal out of just a few items around the house. Core to a complete meal is not just the main dish of protein, but the sides or extra things you eat with it. This is also a great way to add volume to meals while not adding a ton of calories to help keep you satiated. I love being able to use vegetables in particular to feel full longer while not overdoing it on the calories. Plus, it's also a great way to get tons of nutrients in other forms. This even includes protein too. Many vegetables are high in protein. Let's cover some of the key ones now for vegetables. Frozen spinach. This is one of my go-tos. I probably have this in almost every meal or every other meal. I get it from multiple sources and in many forms. If I'm mixing it into rice, I might use the 12-ounce frozen blocks. Just open it and toss it into the pot with the water, and then let it thaw, bring it to a boil, and add your rice. If you want to portion out for something like a skillet or pasta, I'll buy the bags of frozen chopped spinach. This is way easier to portion out. Frozen broccoli. I like this in two forms, as large flowerettes and chopped. Frankly, I think Kroger's has the best chopped broccoli, but I've seen it other places too. This is another great filler mixed in with a starch. Or use a bag of broccoli flowerettes chopped up with chicken and some Korean barbecue sauce or teriyaki sauce. You have a quick stir fry. But just remember, when using pre-made sauces, always measure, because they can be high in calories due to the sugar and fats included. Take my meal just a few weeks ago when I mixed in both spinach and chopped broccoli into cheesy oatmeal for a huge side dish. Frozen chopped kale, mustard, or collard greens are also another great option. These are like frozen spinach, but they have a much more robust flavor and texture. Again, tossed into skillets, pastas, or mixed with starches. I think Meijer's here has the best chopped frozen kale out there. There's some other brands that have chopped mustard or collard greens, but Meijer's has the best frozen kale, and I think it's reasonably priced. Rice cauliflower is a great way to add volume when you're cooking, but I'll just tell you right now, it's not rice. It's good, but it's not rice. A trick I will use is to add 1 cup of cooked rice and then 2 cups of rice cauliflower, and you'll get the equivalent of 2 cups of cooked rice for about half the calories of the 2 cups of rice. When you're cooking rice cauliflower, make sure to put it into a nonstick pan with a mist of cooking spray and really cook it hard. You want to dry it out and almost brown it a little bit so it has a better texture. I'll also mix rice cauliflower with a brand called Palmini Rice. Together, they make a great low-carb meal and more closely mimic the taste and texture of rice. Palmini Rice and Palmini Pastas are all made from hearts of palm and have a more crunchy texture similar to rice or a carb. As I mentioned, they make rice, spaghetti, and linguine, and angel hair pasta. All of the Palmini products that I've tried have been great. I get these at Aldi's for a really, really good price. Trader Joe's also has a great rice cauliflower fried rice kit in the freezer section from time to time that I'll get. Vegetable melodies are also great for both stir fries or to add to a broth to make a soup. I'll often get a ramen or miso broth. Look in your grocery store's ethnic or Asian section for some great box broths. Or just get chicken broth and mix in a bag of vegetable melody, some cooked noodles or rice for a hearty soup or dinner. With the vegetable melodies, make sure they don't have an added sauce or added oil. That will drastically increase calories. As always, read the label. There's also some vegetable melodies that are labeled Asian stir-fry mixes that actually have pasta already added. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Just know what you're getting so you're not surprised by the extra calories. All right. Aldi Dinosaur Broccoli Tater Tot Bites. I love these. I'm like a kid at heart when it comes to these. But let me tell you right now, they're not tater tots. They don't taste like tater tots. They never will be like tater tots. But they're still really good. Misted with a little cooking spray and cooked in the air fryer, they come out great. This is one where I've noticed that flavor has a big impact on calories as well. I get the Aldi's broccoli ones because they are lower calories than the sweet potato version. So if you like sweet potato, that's fine. Just know that there's a calorie difference. Like I said, vegetable melodies are great, and they even have some that have rice already mixed in as well, like I mentioned earlier with the pasta. These are great with some added protein to make a quick dinner. Canned and fresh mushrooms. I personally don't mind canned mushrooms, especially when I'm going to be cooking them. Plus, they're great because they're shelf-stable and last forever, so I can stock up on them and keep them on hand. Quickly drain them, maybe chop them, and toss them into a skillet or into a soup or a side dish, and they'll give you a great earthy, meaty flavor with very little extra added calories. Another great mushroom option is at your local Asian market. Dried shiitakes or other mushrooms are a great way to add great item to add a meaty flavor to stir fries. I love to add shredded rehydrated black fungus to super ramen. If you've eaten out at a Chinese restaurant, you've probably had black fungus. It's a black, almost rubbery-like noodle in many of the soups. Rehydrated, toss that in. It's great. I love the texture, the flavor, and the added filler. Frozen chopped onions, green bell peppers, or meal starter kits like a blend of bell pepper and onions are great for making dinners or adding something additional flavor to your meals. These are a great way, like I said, to add flavor, add volume without a ton of calories. And because they're frozen, they last forever, so you don't have to worry about using up fresh items in your fridge. Canned tomatoes, like diced, fire roasted, or Italian seasoned, are nice for stews, soups, or rice bakes in the oven. Just make sure they don't have added sugar, fats, or other things that can up the calories. Canned and pickled beets are an acquired taste, but one I love. Beets can be high in natural sugar, so watch the calories in general. But they're a nice change of pace as a vegetable side or even, frankly, as a snack. Baby potatoes are an easy side dish. I like to cut them in half and place them cut side down on a cookie sheet with about a tablespoon of fat like butter or bacon fat that I've saved for making bacon. Roast them at 400 degrees Fahrenheit until they're cooked through with a crispy bottom and a soft, creamy interior. Sprinkle them with some kosher salt and they're perfect. Canned whole potatoes is something I discovered when I bought my air fryer. Cooked in an air fryer, they are great. What I really love is because of the fact that they are cooked in the can, the salt that they use to preserve them gets all the way through the potato, so they don't even need seasoning. You can simply cut them into wedges, mist them with a little non-stick cooking spray and maybe a sprinkle of seasoning like barbecue spice, and crisp them in the air fryer, and they'll come out great. They'll be crispy on the outside and creamy in the middle. Sauerkraut is another simple side dish with some chicken sausages. If you get fresh sauerkraut or refrigerated sauerkraut and don't cook it, it can be a great source of probiotics. Kimchi. Where do I start with kimchi? I could eat this every day. It's great just on its own as a side dish or mixed into things. I will often drive to H Mart 2 hours away to get my kimchi because I think they have the best selection and the best quality. A great use for kimchi is in kimchi fried rice. You can Google a ton of recipes on how to make this, but my fast go-to method is in a large nonstick pan, add 3 to 5 grams of vegetable oil, heat till smoking, toss in leftover white rice, and then cook till browned a bit. You could mix in, instead of leftover white rice, you could use palmini here, just don't use cauliflower fried rice or cauliflower for this dish because you already are getting a lot of cabbage from the kimchi. Then you add the chopped kimchi, other vegetables of choice, and then maybe top it with 2 poached eggs or sunny side up eggs, a little bit of furikake or chopped seaweed, and you're good to go. If you have space in your daily calories, measure out some low-fat mayo to top it as well. This is a great place to add a little bit of fat into your diet with the use of mayo, and it adds a creamy texture to the kimchi fried rice as well as additional flavor. Finally, like I've mentioned several times, I keep very few fresh vegetables on hand, mainly because I live alone and they just don't get used fast enough. 3 items I do like to keep on hand as fresh vegetables and work well together in multiple ways is onions, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Cucumbers are a great low-calorie snack or filler with your meal. I love sliced cucumbers with a little nature seasoning or everything bagel seasoning, and I'll top it with maybe a little bit of mustard or sriracha sauce. Tomatoes sliced with some salt and pepper are a great snack as well. Onions are used a lot for my sandwiches or just in cooking. Same with both cucumbers and tomatoes. Think about how filling a sandwich can be with a slice of tomato, onion, and cucumber. Like I've mentioned several times, for me, these are so low calorie, and now that I'm on maintenance, I just treat them as a freebie item and don't even track them. But if you are eating right up to your daily calorie count or you're early in the process, I would make sure to measure and log your onions, tomatoes, and cucumbers just to be safe. Finally, another great usage for me is in a salad. Chop some onion, cucumber, tomato, some fresh herbs. Make a little dressing out of, let's say, soy sauce, maybe a little bit of oil. Toss in a protein or carb of your choice, and you have a great, well-rounded, filling meal. This is a great place to use, say, grilled chicken breast or some cooked shrimp or maybe even some cooked quinoa or farro. Also, I'll pick up zucchini, eggplant, and squash to roast in the air fryer. I like to do a huge batch of this on Sundays and then portion it up for use throughout the whole week. Another thing that's great in the air fryer is frozen Brussels sprouts. What I'll do is I'll thaw them in the microwave, dry them off, mist them with a little bit of cooking spray, and roast them at the highest setting in my air fryer until they get a crispy outside. I'll also do the same thing with frozen petite whole white onions. While not exactly the same, they will, with the right seasoning, almost mimic a blooming onion from Outback. Like I said, mist them with a little bit of cooking spray, toss them in like a seasoning salt, and roast them until they're brown and crispy on the outside. For both of these, like I've mentioned, I like to pre-thaw them in the microwave and pat them dry so that they brown faster and get crispier on the outside. Another great option is spring mix lettuce. There's so many options you can do with this, from a simple side salad or to topping it with canned tuna or imitation crab salad. One great option for a salad is as a side to an egg bake. Check out some of the examples I've posted on Instagram where I've made a large egg bake and served it with a nice side salad. I also just take salad almost every day to work for lunch because I like to save my calories for later in the day. I personally get my salad from Aldi's. Their salad is organic, priced reasonably, and usually has the longest shelf life of any salad out there. You can go on a Sunday and buy a tub of lettuce, which will make five meals that's good for 7 to 10 days if you store it right in your refrigerator. So what I'll do is I'll portion out on Sundays my five containers with salad dressing for the week to take as lunches. Also, don't forget canned vegetables as well. These are another great option to just warm up and eat as a side dish or add to a dish. I tend to stick to frozen only because I find them less watery, but canned works well too. Side note rarely discussed about frozen and canned vegetables is that they are usually actually picked at their peak ripeness. Since they won't travel well, they're immediately frozen or canned. So if handled correctly, canned tastes better than, quote, fresh produce. Also, don't be afraid to venture out on the vegetable front. Look at things while you're at your local Asian market or store like an H Mart. They will often have great selections at a reasonable price. For example, take baby bok choy. I love using that in multiple ways. Cut in half and steam it. Serve it hot or cold with a simple sauce of soy sauce, black vinegar, and rice wine vinegar, and a bit of garlic and ginger. You can even thicken that mix with a little bit of xanthan gum so you're not adding calories, but it sticks better. Or use cornstarch. Another thing I'll do is cut the baby bok choy in half, place it cut side down in a pan with a little bit of cooking spray, and brown them. If you like them cooked more, first steam them before you brown them. Recently, I discovered bitter melon at the Asian market. This is definitely an acquired taste, but it makes a great, unique side dish. I cut it in half and remove the seeds and then slice it into half moon shapes. Then saute it with a bit of oil, chili flakes, garlic, and ginger, seasoned with salt and pepper, and serve. One great thing about bitter melon is because of how strong the bitter flavor is, it goes great with something that's a little bit richer, like a fattier protein. You can also do things like braised cabbage. This is a great filling side dish. I'll slice my cabbage, add it to a crock pot with a flavored liquid like broth and some vinegar, and cook till soft, and then thicken with a bit of cornstarch. I hope these have given you some great ideas for cooking. There's a lot more where this came from, and I'll share more in the future. As well as, remember, you can always check out my Instagram page, Parachute Advice, on Instagram for great cooking ideas. Just remember, eating on a diet doesn't have to be boring or light on flavor or volume. Both can be accomplished while still sticking to your plan.
Thank you for listening. Please join me again for future episodes. You can contact me at parachuteadvicepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's all one word, parachuteadvicepodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at parachuteadvice. Again, thank you for listening, and please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.